还是来学习亚萨所写的诗歌，做我们互相的勉励。
And we thank our Lord Jesus that tonight we still going to study the Psalm of Asaph.
啊，我们请打开诗篇八十二篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 82.
第一节。
Verse one.
诗篇八十二篇第一节。
Psalm 82, verse one.
神站在有权力者的会中，在诸神中行审判。
Verse one, God presides in the great assembly. He gives judgment among the gods.
第二，说你们审判不秉公义，徇私恶人的情面，要到几时呢？
Verse two, how long will you defend the unjust and show partiality to the wicked?
第三，你们当为贫寒的人和孤儿伸冤，当为困苦和穷乏的人施行公义。
Verse three, defend the cause of the weak and fatherless, maintain the rights of the poor and oppressed.
第四，当保护贫寒和穷乏的人，救他们脱离恶人的手。
Verse four, rescue the weak and needy, deliver them from the hand of the wicked.
第五，你们人不知道，也不明白，在黑暗中走来走去，地的根基都摇动了。
Verse five, they know nothing, they understand nothing, they walk about in darkness.All the foundations of the earth are shaken.
第六，我曾说你们是神，都是至高者的儿子。
Verse six, I said, you are gods, you are all sons of the Most High.
第七，然而你们要死，与世人一样，要扑倒，像王子中的一位。
Verse seven, but you will die like mere man, you will fall like every other ruler.
第八，神啊，求你起来审判世界。因为你要得万邦为业。
Verse 8, rise up, O God, judge the earth, for all the nations are your inheritance.
这个诗篇八十二篇呢，有一个主题，就是谈到审判的事情。
And the theme of Psalm 82 talks about judgment.
它首先呢，谈到神要做审判。
It first of all talks about that God is going to judge.
那为什么神要亲自来做审判呢？
Why is God going to judge the world himself?
因为在人世间呢，也有法官来做审判。
In this world, there are judges who judge.
但是这些人世间的法官却没有按公义来审判。
But the judges of this world do not judge according to the righteousness.
他们常常看很多的人情背景来偏袒他们才做审判。
And they don't judge according to the justice. They look at the people and the personal relationship, and then they do their judgment.
反而那些贫寒的啦，孤儿寡妇贫穷的人都受了冤屈。
And for those who are often widows and poor, they are often they do not get justice at all.
因此神要亲自出来做审判。
Therefore, God wants to do the justice himself.
要来保护这些贫寒的跟穷乏的人。
And he wants to protect those who are poor and oppressed.
而那些当法官的这些审判官就要被神刑罚。
And the judges of the world will be punished.
他们本来也被称为是神，是神的儿子。
Originally, they were called gods, as they are the sons of God.
但是他们现在要被刑罚要死亡。
Now they are going to be punished, and they are going to face death.
因为他们已经不能够再当法官了。
Because they can no longer be the judges.
所以最后的结论也是说，神要起来审判全世界。
So in the end, it says that God will rise up and judge the whole nation.
这样看起来，我们已经把八十二篇已经讲过一次。
So it seems that we have explained Psalm 82.
但是呢，里面呢有关于这个诸神这个名词，却是一个非常难理解的词汇。
However, in the Psalm there is the term gods, and it's hard for us to understand what it is.
一般我们说，我叫敬拜独一的真神，是只有一位神。
We often say that we only worship the one and only true God.
但是这里却说有很多很多的神。
And yet here in the psalm, it says that there are many gods.
甚至说你们都是神。
And it even says that you are gods.
那这些都是人人怎么被称为神呢？
But these people, they are all people. How can they be called gods? gods.
啊，所以这个你们是神，这个是多数的神。
And when it say that you are gods, it is in plural form.
啊，所以这里的诸神呢、啊，啊，要怎么解释
？So what does it mean by gods?
它跟独一的真神是绝对不一样的。
It is vastly different from the only and true God.
啊，所以呢，今天我们要花比较长一点时间来讨论这个诸神的意义。
And therefore, today we're going to spend more time in explaining God.
甚至主耶稣啊，也有引用这段经文。
Even Jesus himself had referred to this Bible verse.
啊，是第六节说啊，我曾说你们是神，都是至高者的儿子。
In verse 6, I said, "You are gods. You are all sons of the Most High."
主耶稣用这句话啊，引用以后来谈到他自己称他自己是神的儿子，有什么不对吗
？And Jesus referred to this Bible verse and said that he is God, and is there any wrong with it?
啊，所以呢，等一下我们就来看约翰福音第十章啊，耶稣引用这句话经文的啊意义到底是什么
？So later on, we're going to study John chapter 10 and look at the why Jesus refer to this verse.
啊，所以呢，看起来啊，是要讲审判的事情。我们刚讲完这些是很容易了解的部分。
And on the surface, it talks about judgment, and this is the part that is easily understandable.
但是如果要谈到诸神啊的这个词语的时候，我们就要谈到神官啊的整个背景。
However, when we talk about gods, then we need to talk about the theory of God.
因此呢，我们就要花一点时间啊来讨论啊。
And therefore, we need to spend some time to discuss about it.
我们先来讲简单的，等一下来讲难一点的。
So we're going to talk about the easy part, and then later on we're going to talk about the hard part.
啊，先来讲啊，这个主题啊是要讲审判。
So first of all, the theme of the psalm is about judgment.
啊，我们说了神啊把审判的权柄交给人类的啊这些法官。
And we said that God has entrusted the authority of judgment to the judges of this world.
啊，但是这些人世间的法官却没有按公义来审判。
But the judges of this world do not judge according to justice.
啊，因此神才要亲自来做审判。
And that is why that God needs to judge the world himself.
我们说哈，审判啊是一个维持公义的啊一个最后的手段。
And we say that judgment, in fact, is to it's a way to maintain justice at the end.
我们想，我们现在美国的大选呢，啊，现在还处于一个僵持的状态，大家看新闻都会知道。
And today the American election still is in its jam, and that and if you were to watch the news, you understand this.
啊，在选举的啊结果啊，好像是拜登已经胜选了啊，要当总统了。
And according to the election results, it seems that Biden has won the race.
可是现在又发生很多的舞弊啊，不公正的现象。
But now they found that there were many unjustifiable counting.
啊，因此现在啊，川普这边的团队就提出很多舞弊的啊现象出来，要控告他们。
And therefore, Trump, he wanted to investigate.In all these variances.
啊，当然，这个是要交给法官来做最后的裁决跟审判。
And of course, in the end, the judges of the court will have to judge whether the election or the counting of the votes is true or not.
所以在州的审判之后，还要提高最高法院来做审判。
And after the states were to recount them, then they have to send it to the highest court for judgment.
所以这就是啊，这次选举的结果还要做法官最后的审判才有定论。
And therefore, the result of this election is that they will have to do some recounts and then send to the highest court, and then the judges of the court will decide who wins.
我们并没有说我们希望谁当选，我们不参与这种啊政治的活动。
And we do not get ourselves involved in a political movement, and we do not say that whom do we want to win.
但是我们只要求必须有个公正的选举就对了。
But what we ask for is for a fair counting.
啊，拜登当总统也可以，川普继续当总统也都可以。
And it is okay for Biden to be the president of America or Trump to be its president.
谁当总统都没有问题。
It doesn't matter who becomes. becomes the president.
但是我们、啊、只要求一个公正的选举，不要有舞弊，不要有偷窃。
But the people were only asking for a fair election counting.
啊，这就是我们所谓的法官是最后的正义的防线啦、
啊。And that is what we meant by the judges will become the last resort to uphold justice.
但是呢，人类却常常啊啊会欺压那些贫寒的啊那些穷困的人。
But people often mistreat the poor and the oppressed.
因为这些贫寒的穷困的人没有势啊，没有势力，没有金钱。
Because the poor and the oppressed, they do not have the money and they do not have the power.
而那些有钱的人呢、啊，他们可以拿钱来贿赂法官。
And for those who are rich, they can bribe the judges.
那么法官收到钱以后，就会判决啊，对这些有钱人比较有利的结果。
And then the judges will then deliver their judgment according to who is richer.
因此，这些贫寒的人、穷困的人啊，就倒霉了。
And therefore, the poor and oppressed, they do not get justice.
他们本来是正义的，他们是对的，可是却被审判成为是错误的，要赔款的，要付出代价的。
The poor and the oppressed sometimes they are right in the accusation, but because of the judges, they could be misjudged.
我们说、啊、在当时的以色列国、啊、都是以、啊、君王他也当作是审判官。
And the Israelites, its nation, the king also has a role of a judge.
所以所罗门王、啊、他当君王，他也当审判官。
And that's why King Solomon, he was a king as well as a judge.
啊，他还曾经为了两个、啊、母亲来审判。啊、那个孩子到底是属于谁的？
And he also had judged a case involving two mothers and trying to find out the baby belongs to which mother.
啊，因为他们睡觉的时候，有一个 baby 被压死了，另外一个 baby 还活着。
As these women were sleeping, one of the babies died, and the other living.
可是那个死了的死了孩子的妈妈哈，她却却要、去、控告说、那个活的是属于他的。
And the mother who lost her child accused, say that the baby that is living is hers.
啊，但是另外一个真正是活孩子的妈妈，她却不服气。
And the mother of the living baby, she would not accept that.
她说不是啊，我没有伤害我的孩子啊。我的孩子是活的啊。
And he said that no, that is my baby. My baby did not die.
可是这两个妈妈啊，他们都一起生活，睡在一起的、啊，所以这到底啊，谁把孩子弄死呢？不知道啊。
So, but these two mothers they live together, and they so they do not know who killed the baby.
啊，因此这两个妈妈都来到法老啊，所罗门王面前来求他的啊审判。
Therefore, these two mothers then came before King Solomon and asked him for a judgment.
这个时候就真的是显示出神赏赐智慧给所罗门王。
And right at that moment, it shows the wisdom that God had given King Solomon.
所罗门王说，如何判断啊，谁才是真正的母亲呢？
And King Solomon said, "How am I going to judge who is the mother of this living baby?"
就拿一把刀来，把这个活的啊婴孩一个砍啊一半，个人拿一半，那这样就公平了。
Let's take a sword and cut the living baby into half and give the mothers half of each side.
可是当国王要做这样的判决的时候，那个活孩子的妈妈她心疼了，她不要伤害她的孩子啊。
But when King Solomon delivered this judgment, the mother of the living baby does not want her baby to die. And
所以他赶快跟所罗门王说，不要不要不要伤害我的孩子，宁可让他活着送给对方也可以啦。
And so she quickly stopped King Solomon from doing that and said that I do not want this baby to be killed. I rather give this baby to the other woman.
可是那个死孩子的妈妈却无所谓，她说好啊，那就死就死吧，反正啊，一人一半啊，那没有就没有了，无所谓啊。
But the other mother couldn't care much about it. She felt that if this baby died, it is still okay.
所以所罗门就用这种方法判断出谁是真正活孩子的妈妈。
And this is how King Solomon judged who is the true mother of this baby.
因此呢，这就是神给所罗门王一个智慧的判断。
And this is God gave King Solomon the wisdom.For him to judge.
那也所罗门能够真正为那个受冤屈的母亲伸冤了、啊，让他的孩子是活的还是属于他的了。
And King Solomon can deliver the right judgment for the mother of the living baby, and that living baby was given back to her.
所以从这里就可以看到，所罗门真的是一个按公义审判的君王。
So from this incident, we can see that King Solomon was a king.Who delivered justice according to justice.
因此全国的百姓都赞美所罗门王。
And therefore, the people of the nation praised King Solomon.
他说，哎呀，感谢神，神赏赐我们也给我们这么一个好的君王。
And they said that thank God who has given us such a great king.
这才是一个人的审判应该有的模范。
And that is the way how man should judge.
但是呢，人常常为了利益啊、人情而去忽略啊，就却给这些贫穷的人呢、啊、受了委屈啊，受了冤屈啊。
However, people often judge a case according to what they can get out of it.
所以呢，今天我们一定要回复一个真正啊公义的审判。
And therefore, today we must return to upholding justice.
因此呢。箴言里面、啊、就曾经劝、啊、一个君王的人应该要怎样当好的审判官。
And therefore, in Proverbs, it teaches a king how to be a good judge.
这是一个母亲对他儿子一个、千言、千万的交代。
And it is a mother who had advised her sons about it.
我们请看箴言三十一章。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 31.
第一节。
Verse 1.
箴言三十一章第一节。
Proverbs chapter 31, verse 1.
利木伊勒王的言语是他母亲教训他的箴言。
Verse 1. The sayings of King Lemuel, an oracle his mother taught him.
第二节。我的儿啊，我腹中生的儿啊。我许愿得的儿啊，我当怎样教训你呢？
Verse 2. O my son, O son of my womb, O son of my vows.
我们跳过来看第八节。
Let's jump to verse
8. 你当为哑巴开口，为一切孤独的伸冤。
Speak up for those who cannot speak for themselves, for the rights of all who are destitute.
第九。你当开口按公义判断，为困苦和穷乏的辩屈。
Verse 9, speak up and judge fairly, defend the rights of the poor and needy.
因此呢、啊、这个母亲教训她的儿子要如何当好的君王。
Here the mother teaches her son, who is a king, how to be a good king.
就是要为哑巴开口。
That is to speak up for those who cannot speak.
啊、哑巴、啊、就是不能够自己说话、啊、不能够为自己辩屈的人。
And for people who are mute, they cannot speak up for themselves, and they cannot speak, they can ask for justice for themselves.、
啊、所以我们有一句成语说，哑巴吃黄连，有苦说不出。
And that's why there is a proverb saying that when the mute is eating a specific vegetable that is so bitter that he couldn't tell anyone about it.
所以有苦说不出啊。
So when he's eat when the vegetable is so bitter, he couldn't express the taste.、
啊、因此这个哑巴要怎么 为他维护正义呢
？So how can a mute person speak up for themselves?
就是要为他说话。
That is for the king to speak up for him.
他自己讲不出来。
Because the mute cannot speak for themselves.
君王要替他说话，来为他主持正义。
Then the king has to speak for the mute and to uphold justice.
这里说为一切孤独的伸冤。
And it also says that to uphold justice for those who are destitute.
啊，就是说这些孤独的呢，他们是啊，就是说已经是被边缘化了啊，被啊放在社会的边缘是啊可怜的人呐、啊。
And these people who are destitute, they are already marginalized.
啊，因此啊，没有人会看得起他们。
And therefore, no one will look up to them.
但是现在君王要为他们伸冤。
But now the king is going to speak up for them.
是别人所看不起的，反而君王一定要为他啊主持正义。
For those people who the rest look down upon.The king is going to speak up for them and uphold justice.
因此，下面也说为困苦和穷乏的来辩屈，也是一样的道理。
Therefore, in the other verses, that we need to defend the rights of the poor and the needy.
因此，今天做一个君王，一定要有公义的审判。
And therefore, as a king today, you must have a fair judgment.
特别是呢，不要因为钱财受了诱惑而歪曲了他的审判。
And especially.King should not be enticed by wealth and money, and that he will deliver injustice.
啊，因此今天我们看到这个人世间啊的审判到底有没有合乎公义公正呢
？And therefore, when we look at the cases today in the world, do the judges uphold justice?
这些其实就是神啊，最后也会啊对他们做审判。
And in the end.
因此这些人做不到的审判呢最后神就自己出来了
and therefore when the judges cannot do justice then God will deliver it himself
啊，所以呢我们看回来诗篇八十二篇
so let's return to Psalm 82
因此呢神就站在有权力者的会中啊，在诸神中要做审判
and that is why that God is going to stand amongst God'sAnd to deliver his justice.
啊，第八节又重复讲一次。
And in verse 8, it repeats again.
他说：“神啊，求你起来审判世界，因为你要得万邦为业。
”And it says, "Rise up, O God, judge the earth, for all the nations are your inheritance."
啊，所以神啊是最后的审判者。
And therefore, God is the last judge.
所以今天我们要仰望神啊，做最后的审判。
So today we need to look up to God.Because he is the last judge.
因此呢，我们从啊创世纪啊的第三章，神就开始对亚当夏娃做审判。
And therefore, in Genesis, starting in chapter 3, God started his judgment on Adam and Eve.
那么啊，该隐杀了亚伯。
And when Cain killed Abel,
神也替啊亚伯来伸冤啊，来审判该隐。
And God also spoke up for Abel, and he.And God judged Cain.
所以有人类开始呢，只要有犯罪的事情，神就来做审判。
So since the beginning of human beings, as long as there is wrongdoing, God is going to judge it.
所以行恶的绝对逃不过神的鉴察和审判。
So the wicked cannot escape the judgment of God.
啊，一直到启示录二十啊。啊，的二十一章啊，
Until Revelation chapter 21,
啊，也是神啊要做全人类的最后的大审判。
That God will do the great judgment at the end.
啊，所以我们来看啊，啊，整个启示录啊，最后呢，在神的宝座面前也是一个大审判。
Then, so let's look at Revelation in the end, in front of God's throne, there is going to be a great judgment.
我们来看启示录二十章。
Let's look at Revelation chapter 21.
二十章。
Chapter 20.
启示录二十章。
Revelation chapter 20.
十一节。
Verse
11. 二十章十一节。
Chapter 20, verse 11.
我又看见一个白色的大宝座与坐在上面的，从他面前天地都逃避，再无可见之处。
Then I saw a great white throne, and him who was seated on it.Earth and sky fled from his presence, and there was no place for them.
十二节，我又看见死了的人，无论大小，都站在宝座前，案卷展开了， 并且另有一卷展开，就是生命册，死了的人都凭着这些案卷所记载的，照他们所行的受审判。
Verse 12, and I saw the dead, great and small, standing before the throne, and books were opened. Another book was opened, which is the book of life. The dead were judged according to what they had done, as recorded in the books.
13, 于是海交出其中的死人，死亡和阴间也交出其中的死人，他们都照个人所行的受审判。
Verse 13, the sea gave up the dead that were in it, the death and Hades gave up the dead that were in them, and each person was judged according to what he had done.
14, 死亡和阴间也被扔在火湖里，这火湖就是第二次的死。
Verse 14, then the death and Hades were thrown into the lake of fire. The lake of fire is the second death.
15, 若有人名字没记在生命册上，他就被扔在火湖里。
Verse 15, if anyone's name was not found written in the book of life, he was thrown into the lake of fire.
这里说到呢，神要做最后整个全人类的大审判。
Here it talks about that God is going to be the last judge for all.
所有的人都到神面前受审判。
Everyone is going to go before the throne of God to be judged.
生命册上有登记有名的，就到天国乐园里面。
Anyone whose name is recorded in the book of life can enter into the paradise.
但是生命册没有名字的人他们就被判到阴间受第二次的死亡。
And for those whose name is not written in the book of life will be sent to the fire, the lake of fire.
也就是扔在火湖里受苦。
They will be sent to Hades, and that is the lake of fire, and they will suffer for.
那这称为第二次的死。
And this is the second death.
第一次的死是指的肉体的死亡。
And the first death talks about the body dying.
但是第二次是指的死灵魂的死亡。
Second death talks about the spirit dying.
而这个第二次的死亡是灵魂的死亡，是指的在火湖里永远的受火的刑罚。
And the second death, which is the death of the spirit, and those people is going to, they will be in the lake of fire and suffer forever.
所以火是一直燃烧，永远不停的一直烧，让他痛苦。
And therefore the fire will not be quenched, it will continue burning them.
那另外在以赛亚书还说还有不死的虫也一直咬他，让他永远的受痛苦。
And in the book of Isaiah talks about that the worms it will be eating them, and those worms will never die as well.
所以呢，我们一定要知道神一定会做最后的审判。
So we need to know that God is going to be the last judge.
不管善跟恶他都会审判。
Doesn't matter if it's good or evil, God will judge everyone. Will judge one every one of them.
是善的，那就会得到好的报答。
And for those who are good, they will then receive good reward.
那么恶就要被刑罚。
And the wicked will be punished.
所以今天我们一定要好好的遵守诫命。
So today we must obey the commandments.
一定要时常想到。天上有一双眼睛永远在看着我们。
And we have to remember that there is a pair of eyes up in heaven looking down on us.
不论我们在哪里不可能隐藏逃得掉这一双眼睛。
And it doesn't matter where we are, we can never hide from this pair of eyes.
所以呢，我们要看传道书十二章最后这段经文做结论
So we need to look at the last chapter of Ecclesiastes as the last as the last conclusion.
我们请看传道书十二章。
Ecclesiastes chapter 12.
十三节。
Verse 13.
传道书十二章十三节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 13.
这些事都已听见了，总意就是敬畏神，谨守他的诫命，这是人所当尽的本分。
13. Now all has been heard. Here is the conclusion of the matter.Fear God and keep His commandments, but this is the whole duty of man.
14, 因为人所做的事，连一切隐藏的事，无论是善是恶，神都必审问。
14, for God will bring every deed into judgment, including every hidden thing, whether it is good or evil.
所以我们行了善事，虽然没有人知道啊，但是我们也不要灰心。
And after we have done some good, even though no one knows about it, that is still okay.
我们相信神已经看见，神会报答我们。
We believe that God has seen, our deeds, and He will reward us.
那么得到神的报答是最宝贵的。
And it is most precious when we are when we get God's reward.
行了恶事，也不要以为我逃得过去。神已经知道了，神一定会审判。甚至把我们所做的事情啊，好像啊电影啊录放影机一样，整个录下来，能够播放一次给我们看。
And he will record all the deeds that we have done, and then in at the end, he is going to show us.
然后一定会做刑罚跟审判的结果。因此我们要敬畏神，我们的一生就能够在神的带领之下走完。因为神的审判一定会来。好了，这个是有关审判的主题，我们讨论完了。现在我们就来讲讲诸神啊，这个讨论这个名词怎么解释。我说这个是诸神是啊，多复数好多的神。
And this, the word gods is plural.
啊，所以这个是多数的神，这个跟独一的神是绝对不一样的等级。
So there are many gods, and it is not.The same as one and one and only God.
啊，所以在这里啊讲诸神啊，我们来回头来看诗篇八十二篇第一节。
So let's return to Psalm 82 verse 1.
啊，第一节特别说神站在有权力者的会中，在诸神中行审判。
God presides in the great assembly. He gives judgment among the gods.
所以这里的诸神啊，是指的那些行审判权柄的人。
And so.
这里的诸神是指那些有权力的行审判权柄的人啊。
The gods are those who have the authority to deliver judgment, but they are people.
啊，所以这里的神啊，并不是那个创造天地万物的那个神的灵啊。
And therefore, the gods here, is not the spirit of God who created the universe and its living creatures.
这里呢，是把那些有权柄的行审判的人啊。给他一个尊贵的称呼称他为神。
But rather, the word gods, it's a title that is given to people who have the authority to judge others.
我们说这是一个文学的修辞学上的美化，又好像那个美把它美化了的一种词语啊。
And we say that it is only to beautify the.
就是把一些词语呢这些人把它当作是神，是把它美化，把它 honorize 哈，把它 honorize， 就把它把它尊贵化了它一个名词。
And so it is just a noun that we use to honorize people who have certain status.
所以呢，这里的诸神还是讲人类。
And so the gods here still talk about human beings.
但是他们是有得到这种权柄来做审判的人。
But they were given authority to judge others.
那也就是说，这样的审判呢，好像神一样。
And so the judgment is just like the judgment of God.
所以其实这里的诸神是讲人。
So the gods here talks about people.
但是他们要像神一样来做审判。
But they are like God.
所以本来审判是只有神才可以做啊。
Only God, the true God can deliver judgment.
但是神把这个审判的权柄交给这些人。
But now God has entrust this authority to the people.
所以这些人得到了神这种审判的权柄以后，他们要像神一样来做审判。
So when these people receive the authority of judgment from God.They will be like judges, and they can judge others.
好像神一样来做审判，这样的话就可以说他们是神啊。
So they can judge just like God judges, and therefore they are called gods.
所以这样的诸神啊，啊，我们就会了解，哦，原来这是讲的是一个美化啊，一个啊一个尊称，他们是审判者。
And therefore, this gods, the term gods, is only an honorary noun that that is given to people who do judge, who do judgment.
然后我们知道了。啊，这样的话我们就了解第六节
了。
这里是因为神说，这里我就是指的神哦，神就说你们是神，是至高者的儿子。
So in verse 6 here says, I sing means God saying, you are gods, you are all sons of the Most High.
啊，所以呢，神啊就把这些人称他们为神。
So God then called these people as gods.
因为他们像神一样来做审判。
Because these gods are like God himself who do judgment.
所以他们有这种尊贵的身份跟地位。
They have this honor, status and authority.
所以我们如果哈啊这样了解以后啊，我们就了解这里的诸神啊，并不是讲啊创造天地万那个神。
And therefore now we can understand the word gods here is not the God who created the universe and the living creatures.
啊，这跟创造的神是不会有冲突矛盾的。
And it does not contradict the word God who is the only and true God.
啊，而这里也诸神也不是讲偶像。
And the gods here, the word gods here does not if they are not idols.
啊，因为这跟偶像又不一样的层次啊。
And it is a different level of understanding from.
啊，所以我们这里呢就可以明白了哦，这里的诸神是讲那些有审判权柄的人，像神一样在做审判。
And now we understand that these gods are actually people who were given the authority to judge by God.
我们用摩西来做一个例子呢。
So we can use Moses as a very good example.
摩西啊啊，原来就是一个审判者。
And Moses himself was a judge.
啊，他就是代替神啊，好像神一样来为百姓做审判。
And he was like God, judged the people.
啊，所以呢，百姓啊有什么啊案件啊，都到摩西这里啊，一个一个来受审判。
And so when the people had any conflicts, they would go to Moses for judgment.
啊，因此呢，摩西啊，他非常的啊疲惫啊，从早到晚都要一个一个的来为百姓做审判。
And that is why then Moses was so tired because he had to judge the cases of the people from morning till night.
啊，那我们看到摩西啊，他就是好像神一样啊，在做这样的审判的工作。
So we can see that Moses was just like God, who was delivering judgment for the people.
啊，所以呢，啊，当摩西啊在做审判的时候，百姓就很尊重他，好像是尊重神一样啊。
And so when Moses delivered his judgment, the people respected him so much, and they took his judgment just as if that God did deliver the judgment.
啊，所以后来呢，啊，我们知道呢，亚伦啊成为摩西的啊一个帮手啊，来传达神的话语。
And we know that Aaron was Moses' mouth who would deliver words that were spoken by Moses.
啊，那个时候啊，亚伦呐 啊就是因为摩西说我没有口才，我不能够去跟法老王说话。
And Moses had once said that I'm not eloquent and therefore I do not know.How to speak with the Pharaoh.
啊，但是神说啊，好吧，我已经差遣亚伦啊来替你说话。
But God told Moses that I have sent Aaron, who is going to be your mouth.
啊，所以呢啊，你好像是神啊，那亚伦好像是啊一个啊替你说话的人。
And you will be like God, and Aaron is one who will speak for you.
啊，所以这个时候呢，我们就说啊，摩西啊也好像是神一样啊，在做审判的工作。
Therefore, we say that Moses was just like God, who was delivering justice for the people.
那么主耶稣啊，也引用这段经文。
And the Lord Jesus also referred to this Bible verse.
我们看约翰福音第十章。
Let's turn to John chapter 10.
这里主耶稣讲了一句话，说：“我与父原为一。”
And Jesus Father and I are one.
但是呢，犹太人就拿起石头要打他。
But the Jews then pick up stones, wanted to stone Jesus.
啊，因为认为耶稣讲的啊啊一个啊不不敬畏神的话语啊。
And they felt that Jesus was speaking blasphemy.
啊，因此才会用石头要打他，说你是人，怎么又说你是神呢？
And therefore they picked up stones, wanted to stone him, and said that you are a man. How can you say? How can you claim to be God?
我们来看约翰福音第十章三十三节。
Let's turn to John chapter 10, verse 33.
犹太人回答说：“我们不是为善事拿石头打你，是为你说了健忘的话，又为你是个人，反将自己当作神。”
Verse 33. We are not stoning you for any of this, replied the Jews, but for blasphemy, because you, a mere man, claim to be God.
34. 耶稣说：“你们的律法上岂不是写着我曾说你们是神？”
Verse 34. Jesus answered them, "Is it not written in your law, 'I have said you are gods'?"
35. 经上的话是不能废的。若那些承受神道的人尚且称为神。
35. If he called them gods, to whom the word of God came, and the scripture cannot be broken.
36.父所分别为圣又差到世间来的他自称是神的儿子你们还向他说你说健忘的话吗
36. What about the one whom the Father set apart as his very own and sent into the world? Why then do you accuse me of blasphemy because I said I am God's son?
所以主耶稣就引用了诗篇八十二篇第六节这段经文说我曾说你们是神
So Jesus referred to Psalm 82 verse 6And here it says that I have said you are God.
啊，所以耶稣说啊，旧约啊，这个啊，神都这样说了，说你们是神，你们这些人都是神。
And in the Old Testament, Jesus said that it's already spoken that you are gods.
啊，但是这里的神呐，啊，当然不是创造天地的神。
And of course, the word gods here is not the God who created the universe and the living.
这里我们刚刚也解释过，这里你们是神，都指的这些审判的有权柄的人。
And I have just explained to you that the word gods here refer to the people who judged others.
这是神给这些审判者一个特别啊荣耀的啊一个尊贵的身份。
And it is a status, an honorary status that God has given them.
那么主耶稣就解释了这个啊，你们是神是指着那些承受神的道啊的人被称为神意思说他们可以有神所赏赐的权柄啊。
And so, Jesus explained that for those who obey the commandments of God, then they are the gods.
啊，他们已经承受了接受了神的道理他们接受了这个权柄。
That they have accepted the truth and they have accepted
因此他们被称为神
and therefore they are called gods.
你看旧约都说了他们是称为神那我说我是神的、那我有什么不对我是神的儿子有什么不对呢
and now the scripture already said that I have said you are gods and now I'm calling myself son of God is there any wrong with it、
所以耶稣这样引用旧约的经文以后让这犹太人无话可说
and after Jesus referredthis Bible verse, the Jews had nothing to say.
所以真的是啊，神啊，啊，主耶稣在引用旧约的时候呢，用了一个啊，让犹太人无话可说啊的一种词语啊。
And so Jesus using a verse in the scripture stopped the Jews.
因此呢，我们有时候要看主耶稣哈，他真的是。啊、有这种特别的、神的、这种聪明智慧、啊、
So we can see that Jesus truly has the wisdom of God.
这不是任何的拉比啊、任何的、做学问的人有办法去做的这种诠释。
And this understanding of the word God can is not easily understandable by any rabbi or teachers of the law.
因为这里是从神的角度来解释、神的经文。
Because this explanation actually is using from the perspective of God.
同样呢，安息日、的目的是什么？这个是主耶稣做的最好的解释。
And the same thing applies to purpose of keeping the Sabbath, and Jesus also explained it well.
啊，所以呢，当很多的犹太拉比啊，啊，本来不相信耶稣的。
And so there were many Jewish rabbi who do not believe in Jesus.
但是等到他们看了福音书，当耶稣在解释旧约的这些经文的时候，他们这些拉比完全服气了。
But when the Lord Jesus used the scripture to explain it to them, they totally were accepted.
啊，所以就是神呐、啊，啊，主耶稣在解释旧约的时候啊，带来给一个属灵的亮光。
So this is God Jesus who explained the word the truth, and it brought a light into this world.
所以我们单独只看诗篇八十二篇，我们还看不出你们是神啊，这是神的儿子，这里有什么特别的意义
？And so if we were just to look at Psalm 82, we may not be able to understand the special meaning of the word God.
但是我们看到主耶稣在引用他在解释的时候，我们发现原来这就是神的话语啊。
But when we see that Jesus is referring to this verse, then we understand the word of God.
因此呢，今天我们要相信耶稣基督是天上的真神，这是一个绝对的真理啊。
And therefore we need to understand and to believe that the Lord Jesus is the true God in heaven.
啊，这是不是任何人能够做的解释啊。
And this is an explanation that no one can come up with.
啊，我们一起啊来唱诗。
So let's sing him.
八十七首。
87.